Imagine catching up on Carrie and Tommy in a hot air balloon over Alice Springs. That's one thing you could do on holidays in the NT. Book your NT experience now at Qantas.com.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
What a good week. I'm so glad it's over because if I have to hear any more about your fun time in the Northern Territory, I'm going to get very cross.
Oh, I've got plenty more for you during the show. Don't worry. You've still got plenty of time left to get angry. Now, Bickmore, I know this is the time when you usually pick a fun tune off an assigned list that management have given you and
no.
pretend like it's your own choice. But I believe you're throwing a cat amongst the pigeons. Should we get stuck into it?
Yeah, we should. Booty the only problem with my selection this week is I'm not 100% sure what the song's called.
This is why they give you a list of pre-approved songs.
It's from Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Yeah, I heard it the other day when my kids were watching Madagascar. And I thought, that's a great booty drop song.
Do you want me to Google Madagascar songs?
Oh, I know it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Is it?
I like to move it.
I like to move it.
Come on.
Who sings it? Do you know who sings it?
Depeche, no.
Depeche Mode, is that what you were thinking?
That's what I was going to say. No.
Is it Eric Murillo?
You're wrong, and I know you're cheating, and you're cheating, and you're even wrong.
We could see the laptop come into the screen, and someone holding a laptop in front of you.
And I didn't even get it right. Who is it?
Reel to Reel feat the Mad Stuntman.
Oh, I love the Mad Stuntman.
Yeah. What's another one of his songs?
He has I Like to Sit Still.
I'm not even sure if we can play this, but you know what? We're going to go. We are going to.
Why can't we play it? Oh,
there'll be a stiff talk from
Is it on your list?
And it'll be back to the assigned list next week.
Yep. Carrie's gone rogue.
You go. Oh, one more. Okay, this week I'm choosing Destiny's Child Survivor.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same,
but backwards. It's your permitted. All right, guys, I know you guys love a theme, and I figured, Tommy, I knew this would be your reaction. This is actually a good one, okay? Yeah. So, Tommy, you're currently in the top end. You're in the Northern Territory.
I am.
So we are doing songs that have been the top end of the charts. Number one hits from the last five
that's
years.
That's good.
That's great, because remember when Sonda picked the songs a few weeks ago, and she picked songs that no one has ever heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, she went, hang on, this reached number 22 on the charts in 1978.
All right. Kakadu.
Ready to go?
Toppers. Yeah.
Name is your buzzer. Here we go.
Who's winning, Buzz? Sorry.
Carrie.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is the answer to both those questions.
Okay. Go, because you got in quickly there.
Adele. Hello?
It is.
Oh, damn it. I knew that.
1-0 to Bickmore. All right, let's get into song number two.
Tommy.
Carrie's in.
I know what it is. Oh, damn it. I know exactly what it is. I'm out. I'm out.
You don't know?
I'm out, guys. I'm out.
Can you play it again?
I'm out. Oh, damn it.
Huge song.
I think it's Ed Sheeran.
Buzzing you out.
Picture of you.
No, I was wrong. It was Tommy. Do you know what it is? Just for no points, just for pride.
It's
Okay, we don't have time. Justin Bieber's Love Yourself.
Hey, did you hear that Ed Sheeran and Bieber are doing a song together?
I saw the tweet that we both got sent by our producers saying that, yes.
All right.
No, apparently Perez Hilton has been told it's going to be the song of summer over in the States.
Yeah, I know, mate. I can read our emails too.
Everybody
two
else
songs
is on
down.
Email
still 1-0 to carry. Here is song number three.
Carrie.
Why didn't you buzz in, Tom?
Drake.
Yeah.
One Dance.
It is.
Gosh.
That is the song that I thought you would actually get, Tommy. That's the one I kind of pigeonholed for you.
I feel like I've known these and then you just don't, you know, when you...
Yeah.
It's like when you used to watch Spicks and Specks and you'd hear the tune and you go, I know what this is, and then you wouldn't know.
All right, Carrie, you get this.
You and Sonic can chat about that.
I should be out. Yeah. I should be out.
Carrie, if you get this one right, you win for today. Here is song number four.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Tommy's in.
Carrie!
He's in Australia. Drake. At the moment. He's in Australia at the moment.
Shush! Don't give it away.
I'm coughing.
You're not.
Yeah, it's Post Malone and it's Rockstar.
Oh. It is.
Oh, no. That is absolute. That's it. I'm out. I'm not playing anymore.
All right.
Tommy's
the winner.
Give it to me then.
No.
One more song.
That's
one more song
fair.
For the.
Oh, you walked out of the game, Bickmore. You left.
I'm back in. And that's
when one
not
team
fair.
Quits. Oh, you should dock her a point for coming. So
no,
that means
he just
it,
gave
winner takes
you the
this
answer.
One.
Last song wins. Last song wins.
Great stuff. Exciting stuff here.
Ooh. I just realised I can't play a drone and the song at the same time, so I'm going to have to stop the drone.
Let's
you're
lose
not
the tension.
Talented enough.
Oh, Bickmore.
That's really
hurtful. I think you're great, mate.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah,
I
you're
hope
fantastic.
You get
and don't let.
Here we go. Song number five for the win.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Ed Sheeran.
Song title.
Buzz her out.
I hate this so much. It is perfect.
Yes! Sucked in, both of you. Turn Bell's microphone on now.
Why was Carrie looking at you that whole time?
She was mouthing shape honestly? Of you. She obviously, she genuinely didn't tell me.
Even though you were right, Carrie, you were caught cheating, which means
what,
the game.
What do you mean?
Well, she was trying to help you.
She wasn't helping me at all.
I was like shape of you.
That's still trying to help her.
That's cheating.
What are you joking?
Buzz, you are the judge. Remember,
you told Tommy that the guy was in the town at the moment.
Buzz, now she's accusing you of cheating.
Oh, my God, I didn't get any help.
This
and
is an outrage.
She gave me was wrong. I can't help it if she's going to stupidly tell me stupid songs.
She's almost going to
give an insight into the life of Carrie Bickmore.
No, I've done nothing wrong here.
Fiercely
I am outraged. I'm going to the top. And to
congratulations, Tommy Little.
No, bullshit. Bullshit. That is just
don't swear, mate.
Fair.
Kids in the car.
That's not
kids in the
fair.
Car.
I can't help that Belle wants to get involved. I won that
why
fair
is Gemma the
and
boss
square.
Calling me? Okay.
I won that.
There must be complaints.
I'm going
to cry. I'll take the call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Is it a happy Friday?
I'm in a great mood, Tommy Little.
Mate, it's heated. It's heated in here because Bickmore is flexing her dictatorship-like muscle trying to throw you. Buzz has one bit of power in this show and it's to crown the winner of Same Same But Backwards every week.
Yep.
And Buzz, who did you crown?
Well, firstly, Carrie won off the back of guessing Ed Sheeran. However, then we found out she was cheating and as a result of that, I handed the win over to Tommy Little because we don't do cheaters on the Carrie and Tommy show.
Sorry, reframe. What happened was during the game, you gave Tommy the answer to something.
No, I don't think I did.
You thought somebody gave me the answer to something, which she didn't. I fair and squarely won it, and then you took the title off me.
Yeah, so if you don't cheat, kids, you don't lose. That's the message we're sending out.
That's exactly right, and it's a very valid message to send out to the fine young people of our country, Buzzy.
Exactly.
And yet Bickmore has insisted that your judgment somehow is not final.
Well, it's not.
Well,
and I know what's going to happen now. You're going to get a whole lot of people from the office and you're going to ask their opinion on it. And because Tommy
is Tommy,
they're all going to side.
That was your idea.
No, it wasn't actually. It was producer Sonda's idea. It was producer Sonda's idea. And they're all going to side with you anyway because you're Tommy. And so then it's just going
to
be me, the lame ass, who lost when I didn't do anything
wrong. Then if they're all
going to
do that,
beginning.
Can we just agree that they're all going to do that and then can we move on now?
No, I'd still like to hear what they
have
to say.
All right, so we do have a few people in the office who just heard Same Same But Backwards. They are going to be the final ruler for this one. I'm happy to give over my power to the wonderful people here of the Carrie and Tommy team.
You haven't given over your power. Bickmore's ripped it out of your hands.
I
I'm
know,
sorry,
but you
Buzz.
Know
you
who the boss
better.
Is. You know who the
I
boss
didn't
is.
Cheat.
If I don't give this power to Bickmore, I don't have a job on Monday, all right? So that's what I'll do.
Belle thought about trying to cheat. She didn't get there in time.
No, she cheated.
She
even said she did. She's like,
she
I was mouthing shape of you.
Yeah.
No, but that wasn't the answer.
But it's still
you
cheating.
Yeah. Just because she cheated badly doesn't mean you didn't try and cheat.
But also, I would have had to watch her cheat. I wasn't even looking at her.
I just got the finger
it's
from
starting
Belle
to
as well.
Sound,
so,
I hate to say it, Bickmore, but it's starting to sound like that again. Bit shrill.
All right, so we do have a few people
it's
from
true,
the office
really
who are going
pissed.
To judge the winner of Same Same But Backwards for today. Carly, you are the first up. You heard the audio. Who do you give the win to?
I give it to Carrie. I 100% think that Tommy cheated and Buzz, you would have helped him.
Humby, why did I cheat?
Thank you, Carly.
You can just tell. I can tell by Buzz's face.
Oh, well, that's
insulting. How much did Carrie pay you?
Said the guy is in town at the moment.
But I didn't give him the answer. That could have been anyone. There's lots of artists in town. Rob Thomas is in Australia. Didn't say Rob Thomas.
Well, that didn't sound like Rob Thomas.
None of us know any of Rob Thomas's songs, let's be honest. How much did Carrie pay you?
Absolutely nothing. I can just tell that you boys are doing something dodgy.
All right, Jake. Let's move on from Carly. Jake.
I'm gonna say Tommy.
Yes,
I think
Tommy.
Tommy.
To make interesting radio, Jake.
One
so
apiece.
Boring.
Thank you, Jake. Who we got now? Casey. Who do you think won? Same, but backwards.
I reckon it was Carrie. I think Tommy cheated.
Thank you, Casey.
What? Why? How did I cheat?
Well, I just think that...
This is where a producer's just told you to say that I'm cheating and you don't have any further backstory.
Producer Bell's actually just put some headphones on. Are you in Casey's ear right now, Producer Bell?
No, I'm absolutely not.
Yes, you are. You just put a pair of headphones on for no reason.
It's the same producer that undid this whole situation.
Casey, your vote doesn't even count. Get out of here.
So clearly a dodgy job.
All right, let's go for the final say. Xavier.
Hang on. Before we go any further, have we still got Casey there?
Yeah, Casey's still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Casey, can you tell me one of the songs that was in Same Same But Backwards?
It was perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Half a minute later.
It was perfect.
Too long to answer that question.
It was perfect.
All right. Let's go to the final verdict. The final verdict goes to Xavier. Yeah. Xavier, you have a chance
Xavier,
to end
just
this
before
right
you say
now.
Anything, Xavier, can we get one of the songs that was in Same Same But Backwards, please?
Post Malone.
Xavier even said how funny it was. He thought it was very, very funny.
Yeah, no, I listened to it before and I made up my mind before I met any of the producers. So.
You're a good man,
Xavier,
smart person. Good on you,
Xavier. Winner of Same Same But Backwards.
I'm on Team Carrie.
Yes! Thank you, Xavier.
You're a knob and I've never liked you. Get out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I went round to a girlfriend's house during the week for dinner.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend, indeed. And we were sitting around chatting, and she's a very, very good friend of mine. And while we were away over summer, when we just had Addie, we went away for a couple of weeks, and she house-sat our house, right? And we came back, and she's impeccable, so the whole house was just the cleanest it's ever been. And everything was put away and hidden away and stuff. Anyway... Yesterday morning, I went to try and find some sneakers that I couldn't find. I hadn't been able to find for weeks. I was like, where are those sneakers? I haven't worn them in months. And I was like, oh, I must have left them at work. Anyway, didn't think about it again. Went round to my girlfriend's house for dinner. And while we were there, her son, who is this gorgeous little boy, said, oh, Mum, you can give Carrie back her sneakers while she's here.
How old's a boy?
Oh, like 9 maybe.
Right, so he knows exactly what's going on. It's not like a kid that's just got a few words. He knows, hey, Mum, you've got Carrie's sneakers.
Yes, right. And I've got to admit, at first I thought he was being sweet and then I started to think, he's all over this, right? So at first he goes, you should give Carrie back her sneakers. And then she goes, I don't have Carrie's sneakers. And then he goes, well, you do. You took them from her house and we were staying there.
Oh my gosh.
She said, no, I don't. I said, oh, well, they're size 9 because I'm a size 9. She goes, I'm a size 9 too. It's like, okay, well, maybe we got the same sneakers. He goes, no, they're definitely your sneakers. Anyway, then he went and got them and he brought them out. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're my sneakers. And she goes, nah, they're mine. Anyway, then it
just
got weird.
Just flat out, they're mine.
Flat out, they're not. And then it got weird. And then I was like, I didn't really care that she had them. But I was like, is that weird that she's saying they're hers and they're actually mine?
Yeah. Is there any chance that you both have the same pair of shoes?
I mean, maybe, but it is weird that mine have gone missing and she has mine and her son knows that she's taken
I love
mine.
That she has a size 9 in your shoes and she has a size 9 in human years telling you that your size 9 is missing.
Anyway, it was just funny because I didn't want to make it awkward and she's such a good friend and she has that for us that I let it go. But then when I left, I thought, I really want to know if they were my shoes or not.
Yeah, but she ganked your shoes because I feel like you wouldn't care anyway if she'd have said, look, I took your shoes. I feel like you go, that's fine.
I wouldn't care. Yeah, it's fine.
But
that's what I mean. I don't really care. I just want to know if they were mine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how, like, we talked about this briefly, and I was like, you should call her. And you said, I don't want to. No, it'll make it weird. I don't want to make it weird. And I know you didn't want to make it weird, but I was pretty keen to make it weird. So I called your dear friend, Erin, earlier, and I had a chat with her about being a Dirty Rotten Shoe Thief.
Yeah.
And we'll play it next. You haven't heard it, Bickers?
No.
No.
Am which I, is really is she still interesting my friend for, at the end of this?
I think she's still your friend. Whether me and you are going to still be friends.
Why?
By the end of this. Because she didn't know why we were calling.
Yeah.
And she brought up a few things. Because Erin's okay. gorgeous and she likes to talk. And so I just let her guide the conversation from the start. And my God, was that interesting. So we'll play you the call about the shoes and a bit of fun extra stuff. Up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm bringing justice to this world. Because as you just heard, Carrie Bickmore had her shoes. Well, yes, and the world a favour. I think this is on the side of good. You know when they say, on what side of history do you want to go down? On the side of good. Anyway, you just heard Bickmore has had her shoes stolen by a friend, and you are too nice to confront your friend, so I thought I would ring Fezzy Ezzy, also known as the shoe-stealing bandit, also known as your friend, Erin. And this is how it went today. G'day, Erin. It's Tommy here.
Hey, Tommy. How you going?
Look, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm worried. Do you have any...
What have I been saying about you?
Do you have any idea why I'm calling you? It's just about an item of clothing that was... there was a bit of debate over a certain item of clothing.
Oh, her shoes.
Oh, her shoes. Are they her shoes?
Yes. Oh, I'm mortified. Mortified.
Hang on, because she told me the story and she said, to her credit, she said, she goes, no, she wouldn't take my shoes. And I said, she's flat out stolen your shoes. And are they her shoes?
Well, embarrassingly enough, they are her shoes. And I took a photo today and went, oh my God, I've stolen your shoes.
How, but didn't you deny it last night? Didn't you say that they were your shoes last night?
I think they're my shoes. So Harvey comes in and he says, Harvey's my son. And he came in to carry and he goes, we've got your shoes. Yeah, mum wears them all the time. And I'm like, no, I don't. And he was looking at me like, what are you talking about, mum? He's like, I've got the, like, she's got your shoes. I'm going to go and find them. And then I'm like, no. And then this morning I got up, got myself into my active wear and got out my shoes and I looked at them and I went, oh, they're totally Carrie's. So I stayed at Carrie's house during summer and have totally stolen her shoes and popped them in my suitcase.
You've totally stolen her shoes. Is Harvey the snitch in this case? Would you have gotten away with a perfect crime otherwise?
Well, to my defence, I thought they were mine, but they're not mine.
Oh, bullshit, Ez. How did you think they were yours? Do you have similar shoes?
I have similar shoes. In fact, I have what I thought was the exact same pair of shoes.
Okay.
This morning, when I put them on, I looked at them and I'm like, not 100% sure. And then found my Nike shoes, which are not even, they're not the same. They're black. They're the same colour. So I've totally kissed their shoes. Anyway, I'm mortified though.
You're a mum. You're allowed to think all black shoes look the same. That's fine.
I kind of am, I think. But, I mean, the crazy thing is I just found the other pair and was about to take a photo and send her a photo and go, oh, my God, totally sprung. I've got your shoes. I'm sorry, Carrie.
Also, though, Ez, have you seen the size of Carrie's wardrobe? You can take one of her pairs of shoes, mate. That's fine.
I know. Her wardrobe is ridiculous. So, I kind of feel like they're there for the taking, really.
Hey, thanks, Ez.
No worries.
Really
I'll carry on. So embarrassed.
She'll be fine. Are you going to give them back or are you going to keep them?
No way. They're totally settled into my feet now. She's not at all.
You're a legend. Thanks, Ez.
No worries, Tommy. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
I can't believe I gave her the benefit of the doubt. She knowingly took my sneakers.
I know.
Gosh, our friendship's been brought into question.
Well, not only did she take your sneakers, she also said she's not giving them back.
No, I really like. I hadn't even worn them. The brand new
well,
pair of
you're
sneakers.
Never going to. But because there was another interesting bit of the conversation, because Erin is very open, and I rang her, and I've actually cut it out of that conversation because initially I didn't say what we were calling about, and she gave me a few options of what I was calling about. Yeah, she mentioned some of the things that you guys talk about because I said, why would I be calling? And she mentioned a few of the things of why I'd be calling. None of them was shoe related, but one of them really piqued my interest. This is what she said.
Fired. Yep. We might have been talking about you, but I'm really not sure.
Oh, yep. Is that all she said?
No, she said more and you'll get to hear it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're learning a lot on today's show.
It's been such a roller coaster ride because I thought my friend had stolen my shoes. Thanks to you, Inspector Gadget, you discovered that she has in fact stolen my shoes, was feeling good, feeling high, and then you've come in late with something that's making me feel very uncomfortable.
First of all, I've done none of this. Your friend, Fezzy Ezzy, the shoe-stealing bandit, has not only pinched your shoes, said she's not giving them back, she also spilt the beans on a lot of other things that got discussed in your dinner. And one, as you know, the things that interest me most in this world involve me. And she mentioned that you guys have been talking about me. Bickmore, before I play the tape, because she did tell me what you were talking about. Is there anything that you were saying about me that you would like to admit to me?
Look, I mean, you were quite the topic of conversation, so I wouldn't want to give up too much info in the hope that perhaps she's only given you the bit that's safe to say.
You're not going to do an errand and just give me three topics, all of which we didn't talk about?
In my defence, I had another friend there who was single, so that's possibly why we were talking about you. I was working for you, not against you.
Once again, you've given information like Aaron that has nothing to do with what was brought up. But now I'm intrigued about that.
Oh, no.
Well, okay.
Was that not
so
what
So you're going to have to help me. That's not what she said at all, no.
Shivers.
So I'll play you what she said because I need some help from you. Okay. I need the explanation. Oh, here's what she said that you guys talked about.
Fired. Yep. We might have been talking about you, but I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
What were you talking about me about?
We might have been talking about when people get famous that they become celebrified.
And I left it there because I thought, because she also said, I said, what's celebrified? She goes, Carrie's been celebrified as well. And then I thought I would leave it up to you to explain. What is celebrified?
Okay, so when we were talking about you, yes, we were talking about you, and I was telling my single friend that you might be good with her, and then they were saying, why are you still single? And I said, because you've got too
Buzz,
much option.
Who is this mess that we're talking to, and where's Carrie
and
gone?
Then they said perhaps you would be best to go overseas for a while, for like a year where no one knows you, and then see how you go with the ladies. And I said, I think it still would be a problem because you are the sort of guy now that carries himself like he's a celebrity. And Aaron said, do you think he's been celebrified? And I said, yes. And
I didn't expect
this
to go.
This is
going to
be real insulting.
No, and then she said to me that I'd been celebrified. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, it was the time your hair changed. She goes, we watched you all on TV, your friends, and we realised looking at your hair that you'd gone from just Carrie to celebrity Carrie.
So hang on, we've got Garnier Fructus to blame for yours. Is that right?
Not Fructus, but, you know, yes, once I got nice hair, I reckon, once I started caring about my hair was the moment I'd been celebrified. But I won't go into when we thought the moment was that you'd be celebrified.
Damn it, that was going to be my next question. Oh, well. We'll venture on to explore another week. That's fine.
Cheers. Good chat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As you know, because with Christian, we've been in the top end all week and it's been absolutely bloody stunning. But last night we had a little treat that I feel like just topped it off. Mm-hmm. It was just like... I feel like if you could organise this for tour groups from all around the world, it would be the ultimate little nightcap, little end to your NT holiday. I saw a bit of Australian royalty, definitely. I want you guys to guess.
Oh, I know. The person. I know who saw. I reckon I know who.
Do you
saw.
Already? What, do you, yeah, would you like to guess first, or would you like to give the team a guess first? Because I've got 20 bucks here. Cool.
Okay.
Hard
you give the
lobster
team go
on the
first
line.
If you want.
Crispy
and
lobster.
I'll...
Okay. Okay. No clues. On. Buzz, do you want to take it off first?
All right. I reckon. Let's just add to the
who
suspense.
Who did we see in the top end, Buzzy?
I'm going to say Ernie Dingo.
Ooh, wow. Real good guess, Buzz. Great stuff. And would you believe it? We planned this game to go for a whole break, and the first person gets it wrong. It is wrong.
And I knew where you were going with that.
Let's go across. Okay, just because you got it wrong, don't lash out at me, mate. Thank you. Let's go across to Annabelle Bell. Who did we see in the top end?
I'm going to say the top end bride herself, Miranda Tapsell.
That is a very good guess.
It is.
That would be a great, great star to see in the top end. Incorrect. Sorry.
Okay. I want to change my
Buzz,
answer.
You should remove the tension. Because otherwise, I can't be tense the whole time, man. Okay. Then it's stressful.
Well,
I'm
tense. That's why I'm playing it.
Yeah, I know. We've had two great guesses so far. Caitlin, are you ready?
I'm ready, mate.
Everybody would have to say the bookies would think this is an outside chance for Caitlin to get it right.
She's got a bit of ochre in her, I reckon. I reckon Caitlin's a good chance.
She's absolutely no chance.
Caitlin.
Just for everybody's amusement's sake and so you get to have a go in the game, who do you reckon we saw in the top end?
Stuff you. I'm going to go against
attention,
ochre.
Please, Buzz.
And I'm going to say Nicole Kidman.
What?
That's why everybody thought we had no chance. that is an absolutely shocking guess. You're nothing if not consistent. Great stuff, thank you, Caitlin.
I can't believe I backed her in. Oh, that was a mistake.
Okay,
do I get a
now
shot
is now? The lady who was very confident at the start and thinks she knows the answer. Carrie Bickmore, who did we see in the
top
end?
I was very confident, but now another thought's entered my mind. Can I give you two options?
Oh. No.
Oh, please.
And we're going to go back to Caitlin after you. reverse around the room.
I've got two thoughts. I think you either saw...
I only
saw
want to hear one. I'll take your first answer.
You
and that's
either
it.
Saw...
Only your first answer. Your first answer?
I think you saw Russell Coit.
Russell Coit, of course. Famously outback Australian character.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Sorry,
can I give you the other one? The other thought
no,
I had
we
was
are going
that
back to
you
Caitlin.
Saw,
we are going back to Caitlin.
Oh,
wait. Go back to Caitlin. You'll get another go. Go back to Caitlin. Caitlin, who did we see in the top end?
Hugh Jackman.
One of the most... Okay, I don't know why we went back to it. Let's go. Let's go back to Belle. Belle, who did we see in the top end?
I'm referring my answer
bit
to
Carrie
Bickmore.
Yes.
No, you can't do that. That's against the rules.
Yes, you can. We're a team.
Buzz, it sounds like Buzz wants to go. Buzz, give yourself some tension. Who
all
did
right.
we see?
Christian Hull.
In the top, you are... Absolutely
I deserve that.
Playing the game.
Okay, let's go. Carrie Bickmore, and I think this might be fine. I've got a feeling you know that. Carrie, who did we see in the top end?
A member of the
Irwin
family.
Bit of tension for us there, Buzz?
Hang on. I just said it. One of the Irwins.
It's so hard to get tension at the right time in this game. I can't believe we're doing this. No, it was none of the Irwins. I can't believe we're doing this.
Just tell us now.
Caitlin.
The game's gone really boring.
No, we're going back to Caitlin. Caitlin, who do we see in the top end? Think one of the most iconic Australians ever.
Jessica Mowboy.
Ooh, no. But that is a good guess because top end famous, that person is.
Yes.
Back to Bickmore.
What about putting
tension.
Up a shrimp on the barbie?
What about a saying?
I just can't remember his name.
No, you can't.
What's his name?
Okay.
Paul Hogan.
Well, Caitlin is correct. Caitlin gets a correct answer for that, but that is incorrect. Oh. Let's go to Annabelle. And Annabelle, let's start with the clues. This person is a gold medalist.
Oh, no, it is!
You'd be so excited to see this
Stephanie
person in the flesh because, oh my gosh,
Buzz,
this
Buzz
person
wants
is iconically.
It has to be.
Hang on, Buzz. Let me ask you the question and then bring the tension in and do the answer. Buzz, all of us were so excited to see this person, one of Australia's greatest of all time. Buzz, who did we see in the top end?
Is it Kathy Freeman?
Buzz!
Yeah!
Lobster coming your way, Buzz.
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Weekend is nearly here, but first,
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
I mean, it makes sense for the man that's had the most incredible experience up in the NT to go first, I feel.
Yeah.
No, because I feel like it'll be impossible to top.
Oh, no, I can top it.
Okay. Well, it's pretty obvious, guys. I'm wrapped this weekend. Week. I'm wrapped. I'm already getting into the weekend. It's weekend eve. I'm wrapped this week because, as you just said, I've had the most incredible week up in the top end. We're standing next to the chopper.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We are... I mean, the view is unbelievable.
So we're at the moment at the Wangi Falls. My partner, we've been like all over the world seeing different waterfalls and stuff, like even in Iceland and everywhere, but this is... They've just got nothing on this one. It is absolutely brilliant.
I had these thoughts of that it was just a rock, and you get out here and there's just so much more. You know, the red earth, the breathtaking gorges, the mountains, the rocks, you know, the vast landscapes.
It looks like so much fun on Instagram. I'm so jealous.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best even in real life, not just on Instagram.
Yeah. It is the best. And you know what I love about it is that even though I wasn't there, I got to experience it and I really felt the emotional journey that you were on. And I think that this week I'm rapt that I got to hear sounds from you that never in our 3 years of being doing this show together have I ever had the pleasure of hearing. That we will continue to use for a long time to come in many different other contexts as well.
Yeah, if you have just tuned in for the first time this week, those noises in order are Christian and his camel. They were one of the crocodiles and the crocodile handler, and I believe that was Sonda squeaking on something at the end. So
right. None of those came from me. Be proud.
Okay,
it's
Buzzy.
Okay.
Buzzy, brings out some amazing stuff in people, including noises. Buzzy.
I was having a great week until today, guys. Of course, we do same, but backwards. Yep. It's my favourite time of the week, actually, because I'm the controller. I get to have a little bit of power in the show that is Carrie and Tommy, of course.
And you're always so the fair. That's what I love about you.
I'm raw about that now as well.
Now you're raw, yeah.
I'll just go.
Mate, I had your back.
I had your back.
I had your back, your front, and all your sides, and you got overthrown by the tyrannical overlord that is C. Bickmore.
Have a listen.
Ed Sheeran.
Song title?
Buzzer out.
I'm not talented
buzzer
enough.
Buzzer out! Buzzer out!
I hate this so much. It is perfect.
Yes! Sucked in, both of you.
Turn Bell's microphone on now. Why was Carrie looking at you that whole time?
She was mouthing shape of you.
Even though you were right, Carrie, you were caught cheating, which means
what,
the game.
What do you mean?
Well, she was trying to help you.
She wasn't helping me. Are you joking?
Buzz, you are the judge, remember.
You told Tommy that the guy was in the town at the moment.
Buzz, now she's accusing you of cheating.
Oh, my God, I didn't get any help.
This
and
is an outrage.
The help she gave me was wrong. I can't help it if she's going to stupidly tell me stupid songs.
She's almost going to throw
an insight into the life of Carrie Bickmore.
No, I've done nothing wrong here.
Fiercely
competitive. I am outraged. I'm going to the top and getting the big boss.
Congratulations, Tommy Little.
No, don't swear, mate.
Don't swear. Kids in the car.
I won that fair and square. Way to end the week on a high, on a win. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, look how smart
you are. Linesman and Tommy Buzz.
What you can't see is Carrie holding up a sign that says to both of us, you cross me one more time and you're fired.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you Monday, we hope. Have a great weekend, everyone. Catch you then.
Bye.
Perfect. You're all caught up on Carrie and Tommy. Now book your perfect NT holiday experience at Qantas.com. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom.